It's Marketplace Tech for the first day of 2013. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Instead of a new digital trend for this new year, how about getting rid of an old one before it hurts more people? There's an argument that the era of anonymously creeping around the internet being a jerk without consequence is coming to an end. Lance Ulanoff, editor-in-chief of the website Mashable, declares that trolling is out.
When the internet first started, everybody had handles, everybody had avatars. No one used their real name. Over time, I just think that this whole idea of people running around and being something else and doing whatever they want because no one knows their name is falling out of favor. It's simply not going to work for the long term.
Why not? Ulanoff points to high-profile exposures of people like the self-described troll with the moniker Violent Acres, who helped propagate creepy but legal pictures of unsuspecting women.
People are not going to stand for it anymore. What we're going to have in 2013 and beyond is the idea of people truly owning their personas online.
Still, others argue that pseudonyms are important to give people the freedom to speak out and debate crucial issues online, even if fake names are the cloaks under which trolls hide. As we take stock of our lives to start a new year, here's an unsettling question. What if all that's left of us when we're gone is what we did online? Our images used to linger as old photographs in shoeboxes in the attic, but now what? In San Francisco, the Internet Archive has been making records of the World Wide Web every 2 months since 1996. Digital librarian Brewster Kahle is the archive's founder.
We see it as a kind of a Library of Alexandria version 2.
Why are you doing this? I mean, one could see this as a tool for future, I don't know what we call them, archaeologists?
What's been interesting is it's evolved, though. And it's not just published work. It's everything. It's people's blogs. It's their homepages. It's all sorts of things. So it's becoming more and more personal, where we really thought it was going to be kind of the published works, you know, classic books and the like. But really what a lot of people are coming back to us and saying, my God, you actually have my old webpage that I did in college. And I didn't keep any record of it, but now I can see what it was and use it again.
As you're pointing out here, so much of our lives is played out digitally. I mean, we spend a lot of time on social media, sending Instagram photos. It may be that all that's left of us when we're gone are these digital traces.
Well, it's certainly we've had people come back to us, especially younger people, and say, my whole life existed on this photo sharing site, and now it's gone. But now I find that you actually collected it, or GeoCities, or these other major scale websites that were how people communicated, and they built up whole personas, and they poured their life work into these sites, and then for some corporate reason, you're given 30 days, and maybe you don't even know, and then poof, that whole website is gone. Our lives are becoming more and more digital. And if we don't have institutions that try to preserve these materials, we may have a real digital dark age.
Think some things you've done online are best not left for posterity? You can ask the archive to take them down. Recently, Twitter said it'll allow users to see all the tweets they've ever sent in case you're looking for a dose of near-term nostalgia. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.